It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Young Woman and the Sea, and when I reviewed this movie 2 months ago on the show, I didn't realize it would only have a limited theatrical release. But now, for those of you who missed your chance to see it in theaters, it's now streaming on Disney Plus, and I think it's an entertaining movie based on the true story of how American swimmer Gertrude Ederle became the first woman to swim across the English Channel. Daisy Ridley is exceptional in the role of Gertrude, or Trudy, as she would like to be called. Universally excellent supporting work comes from Tilda Cobb-Nav-Hervey as her sister, Stephen Graham as Bill Burgess, the second person to complete the swim, and Kim Bonilla and Janet Hain as her German immigrant parents and the owners of the butcher shop on Manhattan's Upper West Side. Other than some annoying parts in the childhood sequences, Young Woman in the Sea provides some strong womanhood and determination despite all the sexism and cynicism in the 1920s. It was common in those days for men to think of women differently, and Trudy was able to thrive on them. And director Joaquin Ronning, in his most entertaining film since Kon-Tiki, is able to tell the story with Daisy Ridley as the right leading lady. A friendly reminder, I give this movie 3 stars. Recapping this week's new movies, thumbs up for Deadpool and Wolverine, thumbs up for Cirque du Soleil without a net, thumbs down for Widow Clique, thumbs way up for Sing Sing, and thumbs up for Young Woman in the Sea, which is now streaming on Disney Plus. If you like this review on my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig, stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.